A corrections officer stands face to face with an inmate who's just been denied parole. The air thickens. One wrong word could trigger a riot. But here's the twist. The same neurological patterns governing this life-or-death moment are running in the background when you argue with your spouse about dirty dishes, when your coworker dismisses your presentation, when a stranger cuts you off in traffic. We like to think we're rational creatures who occasionally get emotional. The truth is far more unsettling. We're emotional creatures who occasionally think rationally. Rory Miller spent decades in maximum security prisons, discovering that conflict follows predictable scripts, ancient patterns that hijack our minds before we realize what's happening. Understanding these patterns doesn't just help you survive dangerous encounters, it transforms how you navigate every difficult conversation in your life. You're not one unified self, you're three distinct systems competing for control. Your lizard brain, the ancient hindbrain, cares only about immediate survival. When it detects threat, it triggers fight, flight, or freeze before conscious awareness kicks in. This explains why people freeze during crises or explode over minor provocations. Your monkey brain, the limbic system, manages social dynamics and status. For our ancestors, tribal rejection meant death, so this system treats social humiliation as a mortal threat. When someone disrespects you at a meeting, your monkey brain screams danger as loudly as if facing a predator. Your human brain, the rational neocortex, is powerful but slow. It's the part reading this sentence and thinking critically. Unfortunately, it's the weakest player in high-stakes moments. Research shows decisions often form up to 10 seconds before we're consciously aware of them. Your limbic system decides, then your rational brain invents explanations afterward. Miller watched Aikido masters throw wild haymakers in a parking lot argument after drinking. Years of refined training vanished when their monkey brains seized control. Long-term couples repeat identical arguments because these patterns signal stability to status-obsessed monkey brains, which value predictability over happiness. Not all conflicts follow the same rules, and mistaking one type for another can be catastrophic. Social conflict happens within groups to establish hierarchy through ritualized patterns designed to minimize damage. The monkey dance exemplifies this. Hard stare, verbal challenge, what are you looking at, closing distance, chest contact, then wild punches at the head. These aren't efficient fighting techniques. They're displays meant to establish dominance through recognized ritual, not cause serious injury. Asocial conflict operates without rules or rituals. It's predatory, hunting, not wrestling. No posturing, no warnings, just cold calculation and sudden action. A mugger sidling up with a friendly smile isn't initiating a monkey dance. Responding with social protocols, "Hey man, no problem here," misreads the situation entirely. Conversely, responding to social challenges with predatory force violates deep norms and destroys relationships or lands you in prison. When a manager tries resolving workplace disputes with rational problem solving while employees are engaged in status competition, everyone leaves frustrated. The solution isn't better arguments, but recognizing which game is being played. You're not freely choosing your words in arguments. You're following scripts that have run in humans for thousands of years. These patterns operate below conscious awareness, triggering emotionally and executing before rational thought intervenes. They persist because they operate automatically, masquerade as rational thought, and make us fear largely imaginary social judgment. Most insidiously, our human brain spends enormous energy justifying choices our monkey brain already made. These scripts weaponize language. In conflict, you becomes loaded. What's your problem reads as a challenge. Even why are you angry invites defensiveness. Six indicators reveal monkey brain hijacking. Feeling strong emotion, especially anger, judging people by position rather than argument, prioritizing being right over solving problems, defending tradition over effectiveness, labeling people to dismiss input, and excusing your side while criticizing others for identical behavior. The uncomfortable truth? You're physically incapable of rational decisions when emotionally triggered. Your problem-solving neocortex goes offline. Similarly, triggering someone else's emotions deactivates their rational capacity, rendering your evidence useless. Someone insults your intelligence. You snap back. They escalate. But here's what actually happened. They were seeking any excuse to justify predetermined aggression, and you handed them one. This is a hook, a psychological trigger people use to justify acting out. The sequence is consistent. Motivation to act comes first, then the hook is actively sought, finally, the bad behavior occurs. The key to avoiding hooks is maintaining relaxed body language and treating hostile challenges as genuine questions while ignoring direct insults. An effective response? Just zoning out. Had a long day. How you doing? This denies the aggressor their hook while offering a face-saving de-escalation path. In workplace conflicts, people search for excuses to dismiss others' ideas. A colleague who's already decided to reject your proposal will fixate on minor formatting issues rather than core concepts. When you feel yourself getting hooked, take a deep breath, acknowledge your internal state, and consciously refocus on the actual problem rather than the emotional trigger. Miller's corrections experience revealed a paradox. Despite shared objectives, officers and inmates clashed daily. This pattern repeats everywhere because your rational human brain battles your primitive monkey brain. While your human analyzes for optimal solutions, your monkey responds to threats against status, territory, and social standing, even derailing highly educated professionals. Six monkey problems consistently trigger limbic responses. Status checking questions your position by ignoring suggestions. Dominance establishes authority through interrupting or dismissing ideas. We don't do that here resists change based on established norms. You don't belong here activates tribal exclusion. Snowflakes demand special treatment to compensate for limited authority. Untouchables achieve protected status, exempting them from normal feedback. Each requires specific approaches. For status checking, use tactical ass-kissing. Acknowledge hierarchy before presenting ideas. For dominance, elevate their status. With your experience. For snowflakes, offer simple appreciation. For untouchables, create workaround systems rather than confronting directly. The key? Address the monkey problem, emotional and status concerns, before solving the human problem. This transforms intractable conflicts into manageable situations where rational solutions emerge. Understanding patterns requires practical techniques. The tactical apology, "I'm sorry you're upset," acknowledges problems without assuming responsibility while showing empathy. Leaders often resist apologizing, fearing weakness, but high-status primates make amends after conflict. Without this, both parties experience unfinished business, an uncompleted script. Active listening goes beyond hearing words. The biggest obstacle is listening to voices in our heads instead of the speaker. Effective techniques include acknowledging emotional states, paraphrasing to confirm understanding, and using open-ended questions. Rapport building engages tribal instincts through forced teaming, we language, loan sharking, unsolicited favors, and typecasting, leveraging resistance to being categorized. While criminals exploit these for manipulation, they can build genuine connection ethically. Boundary setting varies across cultures, mental capacities, and predatory behavior. With different cultures, be explicit but explain why. For mental illness, use simple language with positive phrasing. With predators, boundaries must be clear and forceful. No is a complete sentence. Focus on similarities rather than differences. With mental illness, neither deny their reality nor falsely claim to share it. Focus on what you both genuinely perceive. Listen more than speak. Ask sincere questions. Never assume infinite common ground. Understanding conflict patterns changes you permanently. Your monkey brain hates manipulation. When you recognize how others exploit your status, fears, you'll notice emotional hooks and choose responses rather than react automatically. As you succeed with these principles, your monkey redefines status itself, valuing intelligence over primitive displays like being loudest or most stubborn. You'll see patterns everywhere and predict scripts before they unfold. The monkey game usually serves us well. Our rituals of friendship make society possible, but recognizing when the monkey obstructs gives you choice. This awareness brings frustrations. Political debates appear as 5% information, 95% tribalism. You'll watch people destroy themselves over petty monkey problems. Your next trap? Believing you're superior because you see what others cannot. The most profound insight? Even our deepest emotions follow mechanical patterns. Falling in love produces identical symptoms to an adrenaline response, sweaty palms, racing heart. Hate, like love, is just a script with an adrenaline label. You can change the script and change the emotion. Your monkey brain isn't going away, but now you have tools to make it happy while getting the job done. That's not transcendence. That's wisdom.